As a small investor, or have you ever wondered how in the world can you compete with all the larger players out there with what they can pay for a self-storage facility and all the money chasing self-storage? Just here's a random screenshot of the Inside Self-Storage website. I in no way organize this. I just clicked Acquisition News, and this was the page that popped up. Just take a look at this. How can you compete with that? Well, let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. The Quick Start Academy houses the training that I'm going to talk about. These large players and all of this money chasing self-storage, and the prices are so high. How in the world can a small investor compete? Well, if they want to walk away, that's fine. But here's what my training teaches me. All that really needs to happen is a slight shift in our perception. Now, I'll admit my first instinctual reaction when I look at a screenshot like that, or I think about all the big money chasing self-storage, or I don't get the 10th project I wrote an LOI on, my instinctual reaction is to be frustrated. But my training tells me that frustration is nothing more than a mental conversation going on in my head about what I perceive is happening in the world. So I'm seeing something. In this case, it's that screenshot. And then I create a conversation in my head, something to the effect, how can a guy like me compete with that? Now here's the problem. I often believe the conversations I have going on in my head. What if you could look at the same screenshot and say, wow, what an opportunity? Yeah, it might be a stretch, but what if you could do that? My training tells me that that type of conversation is a much more empowering place for me to go mentally than where I instinctually want to go when I see a screenshot like that. What also happens is I can create a different conversation in my head. Now, I think the reality is neither one of those conversations are true. It's just one is more empowering to me than the other one. Or you could say it another way. Either one of those conversations is true. It's just which one I choose to believe. So you're asking, how could we look at that screenshot and be empowered by what we see? Well, what if you look at a screenshot like that and say something like, look at all of the buyers who are going to be fighting for my self-storage facility once I get it and do the value add. Imagine them fighting each other for my facility in the land of 4 and 5 caps. Well, this is actually happening to us right now. So I know it's possible because it's happening. All you need to do is to have what they want. So the next question I'm sure that's on many people's mind, or that's on minds of people that I'm talking to, is, okay, well, how do I get it in the first place if they're the ones that can pay the most and have all the money? Well, I've got a really complicated, deep answer for that. Are you ready? Hold on. You buy what they're not interested in. You buy stuff they're not looking at. Then you turn it into something they would want to look at. Like most things in life, for me anyway, it's not a stretch with how I think. The goal is to get very simple. Is that simple enough? I've made a lot of money being that simple. I've made a lot of money for my family. I've made a lot of money for our partners and investors. But most importantly, I know myself, I relate to myself today as someone who's not at the mercy of the market. I relate to myself as someone who can figure out what to do if interest rates are 3.9% or if interest rates are 10%. I can figure out what to do, and I know myself as someone who can figure out what to do if we're in a recession or if we're in a boom time, if prices are off the charts or sellers are trying to give their stuff away because they can't afford it. No matter what's going on in the market, I know that I will be able to adjust to that market. Of all that I've said today, what means the most to me is that I now know myself as someone who's not at the mercy of the market. I like that version of myself a lot better than the older one. You can too. It's a slight shift in your thinking. All of the training I offer, free and the paid for training, which goes into depth of what I'm talking about in this episode, is all designed to give you the techniques, the strategies, the forms, whatever, to do what we're currently doing in the marketplace. But the secret is, that's only 20%. That's really, in my opinion, and it's just an opinion, only 20% of what will make you successful. 80% is that shift in thinking. So if you haven't, feel free to go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Look at all the free episodes and training I offer under the blogs and training. You can also go to the store, the Quick Start Academy, and look at the training that's offered there. Success is often just a slight shift in your perception and in your thinking. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool we use as we analyze the opportunities and decide which one we're going to go for. If you're using Excel, great, but I invite you to explore using the Analyzer. It creates phenomenal reports for lenders and for our partners. I look forward to being with you next week, and go out in life and make life happen. See you later.